Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that Savior that was born in Bethlehem so many centuries ago and who that we are celebrating and remembering at this time. He is the reason for the season. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at that passage in Psalms that talks about, in Psalm 85, 10 and 11, that mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. And we were looking at that verse 11, that looking down from heaven, it was the Father looking down upon His Son on the cross. The Lord, the Father, looked down from heaven, and He was pleased, Isaiah says, to crush Jesus, putting Him to grief, that He would render to Himself a guilt offering. And here we see righteousness and truth meeting together. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Scriptures say that in the end times in which we're living, men will cry out for peace, yet there will be no peace. Why, if man wants peace more than anything else on earth, why can't he have it? Well, because we've rejected the Prince of Peace. Psalm 89 and 14 declare, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face." Man without God seeks peace, but peace without justice. He seeks peace without righteousness. And there can be no peace, beloved, as we've been seeing in these scriptures, until justice and righteousness have been established, which only comes from the divine throne, the government which shall be upon His shoulders, the shoulders of the Prince of Peace, of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was born and took upon Himself the sins of the world. God's government brings peace to those who receive it, and it comes from justice and righteousness. What is the very foundation of the throne of God? It is justice and righteousness. And this should encourage your heart. Some of you have been deeply wounded and hurt by people, by situations in your lives. It's important, as Jesus told us, that we have to forgive no matter what has been done to us, no matter how terrible, no matter how dreadful, no matter how evil, we have to forgive. But then we leave the results, the consequences to the Lord. "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." And what is justice? Well, it's the establishing of God's moral character in judgment. God will judge on your behalf with equity. His moral character requires that justice be brought forth in the order that there can be peace. And without justice, there is no peace. That's why Jesus died. God will vindicate you, beloved. Let's look at Psalm 75, and I'd like to read from verses 2 down to 8. This speaks of the Lord. "When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. I said unto the fools, Deal not foolishly. Unto the wicked, Lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and shall drink them. And I'm just going to read the last two verses, but I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. That prophetic flow there in that psalm, saying what God himself is going to do. Beloved, we are created in the image of God. Something in us just won't remain still until justice is satisfied. Wars between peoples and nations started because of inequity of some kind, a sense of injustice, isn't that right? And if there is injustice, for example, if you've been unfairly treated, it does affect your peace. But praise God, the throne that establishes peace will bring forth equity. It will give to each man his due. God will judge, he will vindicate, and we can carry the peace of justice in our heart. You know, I'm just thinking of that passage in Revelation where the martyrs, those who have shed their blood for the cause of Christ on this earth, they're standing before the throne and they say, "How long, how Lord, how long will you not judge those? How will you not take vengeance upon those who shed their blood?" And they were told to wait and be patient, and that God in his time will surely wring out the wicked of the earth, and they will pay if they do not repent of their wickedness. God's moral character will vindicate and give peace. Why? Beloved, that's his very nature. And that should encourage you at this time of the year as we celebrate the birth of Christ, of the Christ child during this Christmas season, that whatever wrongs have been done to you, whatever things you have suffered in your life, God has seen it all. And the important thing is if your heart is right, if you have forgiven, and if you will just leave those burdens, those offenses in God's hands, he will deal with those who have wronged you, beloved. We have to put it, you know, there's something about us we want to take care of. We want to, you know, mete out justice. And we can't do that because we are imperfect, and only God, who is perfect, is the righteous judge. So when we can have that kind of peace in our heart, knowing that God will undertake for us, we can understand that it's God's very nature, it's God's moral character that will vindicate and give peace. When we say that his throne is established upon righteousness, we're saying that God is right and that he will do right in every situation. Thank God he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His justice is based upon his very nature, and we can always trust him to do right. And beloved, if we can always trust him to do right, that will give us peace. Praise God. Well, there's just a final scripture I want to share with you, and that's found in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter. And I just want to read verse 13 and 14. Well, no, let's go all the way down to 15. "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye, who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." Hallelujah. He is our peace. He hath broken down that middle wall of partition. As verse 14 says, he is our peace. Praise God for all that he has done. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I would like to pray and ask that God will bless you with peace, your household, your family, your loved ones, whatever your circumstances might be, however you are going to be celebrating these next few days that lead up to Christmas. My heart's prayer is that you will experience the absolute serenity and calm joy and security that comes from knowing the Prince of Peace. Let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that as you were looking down from heaven, you looked upon the cross of Jesus as he suffered and died for mankind. You were willing to allow him to come to this earth to be our sacrifice, to be the Prince of Peace that would the angels declared in that good news for all, the good tidings for all of mankind. And so, Father, we thank you as we commemorate, as we celebrate that beautiful announcement, the birth of a Savior who would restore mankind into fellowship with you, who would reconcile us to the fellowship that our first parents once knew in the Garden of Eden, but was that fellowship and that peace was lost because of rebellion and sin. Father, I pray for everyone right now, that those whose homes are experiencing difficulty, those who are being troubled in heart and mind and spirit, I pray for the very spirit of peace to permeate them now, Lord, that they will know your comfort regardless of how they're spending their time. Lord, that you will minister healing and restoration in relationships. Father, that you would just move in a special way in our hearts. It causes us, Lord, to appreciate and to reverence and to be so grateful for what you have done for us during this season of remembering the birth of your Son. And prepare us, Lord, for what the new year holds. Father, there's yet a work to be done. We know the times are drawing to a close. This is the end of days. But Lord, we thank you that you'll be with us, and we have no need to fear, for you are with us. You are the good shepherd. And so, Father, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Beloved, it's been a privilege and a blessing to be able to minister to you. And I just want to assure you, my prayers are with you. I pray daily for my UCM partners, my radio family, and my spiritual family. And I just wish you the most blessed of Christmas seasons, and that the very Prince of Peace will reign sovereignly in your heart, in the wonderful name that is above every name. God bless you. I love you. And until the next time we gather together, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.